It's time now to quench our thirst for the weather forecast. And let's open up a big bottle of Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Hello there. How are you, Marshall?
I'm doing all right. I slept a lot last night. I went to bed early for just, I had almost 9 hours of sleep.
That sounds really appetizing to me.
Well, you know what? It's few and far between. Normally, you get between 4.5 and 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately.
But right. I knew this was going to happen, so I don't use an alarm clock. I just get up naturally. But I did set my Alexa to go. I've got Samuel Jackson's voice on my Alexa.
Okay.
And he swears at you and tells you to get out of bed. It's really funny. It really is funny. And if you don't turn it off and get up and actually turn it off, he goes into a whole series of swearing, ranting, and raving at you.
Many people don't believe this, but I do not use any kind of an alarm clock at all.
Yeah, no, I just don't. Your body becomes accustomed when you work this shift this long to get up. I probably would have gotten up without it, but I knew that I was going to bed early, and I said, I just better do this in advance. But anyways,
yeah, and we have a front that will be coming our way from Western New York. So it's going to be a hazy and humid day. We have a thunderstorm either late in the day or at night. Low 90s today. They've put out heat advisories for some areas in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah.
Today. Then a shower thunderstorm tonight, 65 to 70. It turns sunny unless you're middle 80s Wednesday. Partly sunny, a nice dry breeze, low 80s Thursday, sunny Friday, 80. The weekend, this is the way I see it now. Saturday will be sunny. It'll begin to get a little more humid. We'll be in the 80s. Sunday, you'll have some early sun. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon. And Monday, looks like cloudy skies with showers a possibility. So at this point, and it's Tuesday, if I had to pick the best day of the 3 days this weekend, be Saturday. The worst day would be Monday. But remember what I told everybody yesterday. Never bank on a Monday forecast for a weekend, especially a three-day holiday weekend. It always changes. And I see changes already in the computer model. So we'll just have to see how it works out.
What type of changes?
There are showers for late Sunday and into Monday.
Well,
we didn't have that in the forecast yesterday.
No, you did not.
Nope.
I can verify that.
Yeah. So, doesn't bother me. We're shooting a movie, so we'll be indoors. Doesn't matter.
The movie.
Yeah.
The final one.
You can see how excited I am about that.
The final one.
Yeah.
You think they'll throw you a going-away party?
Don't bet on it. Don't bet on it at all.
Well, I would.
Yeah, I know you would, but not this group of officers that rules. Everything is just taken for granted. So, and I don't want to get on my rave about that, but I have to tell you, there's a lot of publicity with the Farmer's Almanac out, and of course the Farmer's Almanac is calling for a rough winter. Marshall, in your memory, do you ever remember the Farmer's Almanac coming out in the fall saying that it's going to be a beautiful, mild winter?
No, they disguise it so they can go either way. The headline will be, a harsh winter, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll call for snow in the forecast. But they also, they just never, ever, ever undersell winter. They don't. They're like TV meteorologists. TV meteorologists, and it's probably not true of all of them, but 99% of them, they oversell the weather because more and more people don't get their weather from TV meteorologists anymore.
Right.
It's like more and more people don't watch primetime network TV anymore.
Right.
NBC's going to knock 1 hour off of primetime. They're going to end it at 10 o'clock. And offer the 10 o'clock hour to locals. Why? Well, because people are watching network programming, but they're watching it on streaming services.
Yeah.
And so local news needs that catch at 10 or 11 o'clock at night or at, you know, in the morning. And where do they get that catch? Because you can't have a big news story every day. It's with the weather. It's with the weather. And that's why I believe TV meteorologists now, they're led by young program directors and station managers.
And they want it to be dramatic.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, that's why they show you all these 10-day precipitation projections and stuff and fake radars, you know, that what it's going to look like in 10 days. Because they need to sell. They need to sell.
Yeah, you're so right. Well, you know, in talking about this, I also heard, and I'm sure you've heard also, that this winter could present problems for people who use home heating oil.
Well, in Connecticut, what's happening, there's a home heating assistance, okay? And it was just announced yesterday. And it serves a lot of people. Well, its funding is going to be less this year. A lot less, about 25% less. Why? Because last year they got to use COVID funds in it. This year they don't. And so people that really need the assistance, there's not going to be as much around.
Right. And they're saying that the inventory is already below norm. And I think they said that last year, but most people were paying over $5 a gallon for it. And they're thinking that the prices will be up and that the reserve, especially in New England, may have to be released. So, you know, you kind of wonder, you know, Why this surface now? It's like, you know, kicking a man when they're down. We have enough problems right now with different diseases flying all over the place. You know, the gas prices are up. Now they're really going to add to everybody's misery and say, you know, the winter could be another problem. Well, again, I have not done the winter forecast. My gut is telling me right now that January could be rough. February will not be. March will be a combination of the two. That's my gut, what it's telling me right now. I tried yesterday, Marshall, when we got off the air. As you know, I used Dr. Crick's old formula. And I tried finding his pattern for winter. And I was able to come up with the pattern in January, but believe it or not, I was completely thrown after that. What to do come February, March, I'm just not sure. So I'm going to have to study this stuff a little bit more and work on it. Otherwise, I would have already started the winter forecast. So it's not. I don't ever remember me being this stumped in the fall for the winter. And I usually have an analog year, and I could tell you, well, Marshall, I think it's going to be close to, you know, 2010 or 1998. I don't even have that. And I think the reason for it, folks, is because with this global warming, patterns are so off-key that things just don't apply anymore. And normally you'd say we had a hot summer. I think New York City had over 38 days of 90 degrees. I know Delmarva has had over 40 days over 90, which is double of what they normally get. So normally with something like that, you would say, okay, we know it's going to even out. When will it even out? Will it be in the fall or will it be in the winter? Anybody's guess, because it may not even out. For all we know, Marshall, it could stay abnormally mild through much of the winter, and that would be fine with me.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Once you lose the basic stats that have been fairly consistent over 20 years, and all of a sudden they're not, formulas don't work.
They don't. You're absolutely right. So it's anybody's guess, you know, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why the Farmer's Almanac may have a hard time of this too, you know, year after year after year, because whatever they use, their secret formulas and things like that, as you just pointed out, just may not work.
Well, I don't think, they don't even hire meteorologists, do they?
I have no idea, but let me tell you, Marshall, we've already set, the North Atlantic Hurricane Basin has already set a record this year for the most days, I think 50-something days, without a named storm or hurricane. It's a record. Never happened before. And if you recall back in May, all the hungermongers were out saying, what a hurricane season. Okay, and I always tell you, we can't predict hurricanes. And you could have 20 across the Atlantic. If none of them hit land, you can't call it an active season. You know, all you need, God forbid, is one big disaster hurricane to hit the United States, and then all bets are off. And so far, this next one, that is over the South Central Atlantic, has not developed yet, but they still expect it to develop. It will go north of the Leeward Islands, and if the modeling is correct, it will take a turn north and then northeastward, back out into the ocean. So if the modeling is right, that may not be a threat to the U.S. as well.
Tough business you're in there, Pat.
Yep, it's getting tougher. There's no doubt about it.
Well, give us the facts as you have them on hand for our weather forecast this morning again.
Yeah, it is a hazy, humid day, and there could be a thunderstorm late today or tonight in the low 90s.
Yeah, it just dropped up to 71 here already, and it's already, you can feel the humidity when you walk out there this morning.
Toasty, yeah.
Yeah. You can feel the humidity when you walk out there this morning. Well, anyway. I'm not going to complain.
I know.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain because, you know, once we change months and we go from August to September, the next things on my mind is October, Halloween, my birthday, November, Thanksgiving, December, the holidays, January. That's the way my mind thinks.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. We'll check with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, Marshall.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.